Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures here today. And wow, ended up with a pretty nice day with the livestock yesterday.
We sure did. We saw on Thursday, Dave, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures close with triple-digit gains for the third straight session. Now, after the 1 p.m. settlement, the feeders made new highs for the session, and some contracts traded up to the $4.50 limit. The past five sessions, December live cattle now have gained back $9.77. November feeders have gained back $16.62. There's still virtually no cash trade taking place in our feed yards, and there were 58 new deliveries against the October live cattle contract. Choice box beef was up 3 cents yesterday. Select box is down 24 cents on a total movement of 247 loads. Cattle kill estimated at 111,000 head. Cash feeder index finally saw upside by $1.16 yesterday. On the close, December live cattle were $1.52 higher. November feeder cattle up $2.87. December lean hogs up 17 cents.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look here at the grains today, you know, after a nice day with the livestock yesterday, not the same for the grains. They're lower across the board.
Exactly right. We saw yesterday wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed negative as they gave back the upside and the new highs for the week that were made back on Wednesday. The weekly export sales yesterday for the wheat, corn, and soybeans are still running well below year-ago levels. And at 11 o'clock this morning is our monthly USDA supply and demand report that is expected to show lower production for corn and soybeans, lower harvested acres for corn and soybeans, and lower ending stocks for the wheat, corn, and soybeans. Trading in the grains is currently on the positive side. December KC wheat's up 2¾ cents. December corn's also up 2¾ cents. November soybeans trading 3¼ higher. December cotton's up 20 points. November crude oil up 96 cents. We're looking at December dollar index down 49 cents. And December Dow Jones futures currently 40 points higher.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Have a great weekend, and we'll check in with you again on Monday. And that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.